We mentioned yesterday that the Gemara tells us that the Yisr, at least of Kriyas Amita, only begins at the point of Stimus Agrelo. I'm not exactly sure what that means, Stimus Agrelo, but for sure the Yisr of Kriyas Amita doesn't begin before. The question is that something? Is there something unique about Kriyas Amita, or does that apply to all the Yisriya Velos? This is potentially a major Machlekes Rishonim. So the Rambam, beginning because Atal tells us that Kriyas Amita was an example of all the Yisriya Velos, the Rambam holds that basically none of the Yisriya Velos apply Kodem Kavura. So according to the Rambam, there are really two distinct times in terms of from the time of Misa. So from Misa to Kavura, only the Yisriya Aninus apply, the Basa, the Ayin, the Yisra Mitzvahs, etc. But none of the Yisriya Velos per se apply. And then after Kavura, obviously, then the Yisriya Aninus fall by the wayside, and then and only then do the Yisriya Velos set in. It's a little bit questionable, according to the Rambam, since the Rambam himself happens to hold that Avelos Yomishan is Deraisa, and part of the Makor Avelos Yomishan Deraisa is the Lima from Bnei Aaron, as we mentioned in earlier Shiurim. And the other halacha is that the Einin becomes also the Kachim, even the Kachim, Maisa Sheni, even from the time of Misa per se. So it's a little bit difficult to shit this Rambam. That's a problem in the Rambam. But Lamaisa, the Rambam holds this way, that the Isuria Avelos, notwithstanding the fact that Avelos Yomishan is Deraisa, only start after Kvura. The Rambam tries to bring Uriah from a Pasuk and Navi that this is true. From the story of David HaMelech, when David HaMelech's son died, a little baby died, so the Pesukim describe that David was Rochet Pesach, that he did things which we normally associate as being Yisuri Avela. So the Rambam says, how can it be that David HaMelech did these things? So the Rambam answers, it must be because it was before Kavura. So the Rambam says, you see, from Yeriah to my Yisoid, that until Kavura, basically nothing applies whatsoever. So the other Rishonim say that Raya is not necessarily the most ironclad Raya. The Ramban quotes from the Ravid that maybe that child was Mace Kodem Shlosha, maybe. It's not clear from the Pesukim how old the baby was. Maybe the baby died before 30 days, so maybe it was a dinim of Nefel. So that's why there was no dinim of Avelos. The only problem with that is that the Gemara Gufa brings a Raya from the story of David to the Yisatash for Shamita for a novel, because the Pesuk says that after the Avelos was over, Vayinachem David is Bashev Ishto, afterwards they had Tashmish with her, with the implication being that before, and they were also betashmer. So according to the Ravid, that there was no Yisra Avelos Bechal on this baby, so then it's a little bit strange that the Gemara should bring this as the example, par excellence, of the Yisra Tashmer for a novel. So that's a little bit of a problem that Shittas Ravid. But other Rishonim give other answers. The Ramban gives other suggestions why perhaps this is not necessarily a Raya. The fact that David was Rochet Pesach is not necessarily a Raya, that the Yisra Avelos don't start until after Kavura. Maybe a melech is different, just as we find by Yom Kippur, that a melech is allowed to do certain things. We'll speak about this when we get a little bit later to the Yisur Rechitza, the Yisur, some of the Din B'Nil Sassandal, some of the exceptions to the rules of Ilchus Avelos. So maybe since he was a melech, that's why it was mutter to do it. And then the Ramban says maybe because he was dirty, because the din is that Lahavir says, Zulma, stam mutter to take a shower. So basically the Ramban says the Raya of the Rambam is not necessarily a Raya. So the Ramban assumes, not like the Rambam, the Ramban assumes that the Yisur Avelos in fact do begin from the time of Misa per se. But then the Ramban gets himself into trouble. If it's true that the Yisuri Avelos do begin from the time of Misa, namely Rechitza and Sicha really set in from the time of Misa, but the Gemara says Beferish HaKavir Samita does it. That was the whole sugya that we spoke about yesterday. The Gemara says Beferish HaKavir Samita only starts at the time of Estimus HaGailo. And then the Ramban says, and we know that there are other Yisuri Avelos that also don't start until later. For example, the din of Atifas HaRosh. We'll talk about that a little bit later on also. Atifas HaRosh in the days of the Gemara. So the halacha was that the Avel had to wear Atifas Yishma Eilin, had to dress like an Arab, had to wrap his face around. That was considered to be like a demonstration of Avelos. Bizman HaZed Rishem said, we don't do it because it looks like a prum spiel. So it led to a joke, so it loses the whole effect. Because in Stam in Europe, it wasn't so nahu for people to be throwing kafiyas around their face. So the Rishonim write that Atifas HaRosh doesn't really apply Bizman HaZed. So comes the Ramban and says that we know for a fact that Kriyas Amita doesn't apply at the time of Misa, and we know for a fact that Tivas HaRosh doesn't apply at the time of Misa, and we know for a fact that Nilas HaSandal doesn't apply at the time of Misa. So Manish Dana, these three Surim, according to the Rambam, this is Gaval, according to the Rambam, this is all part of his theory, that none of these Surim Avela start at the time of Misa, but according to the Ramban, that basically these Surim do start, Rechitza starts, Sicha starts, Techbaisa starts, everything starts from the time of Misa. So my high that these three Surim, namely Kriyas Amita, Atifas HaRosh and Yilsa Sandal are delayed until the time of Kavura. So, did anybody realize that the Rabban doesn't bring a Raya for this? That Yilsa Sandal starts later and that Atifas HaRosh starts later? Did anyone see any Raya for this? No. Is there a Masech HaSmach or somewhere that says this? I was looking up and down. I couldn't find one. I don't know. I was saying Shir Miksub at the beginning of the year when I quoted this Ramban also on the Talmud. I was also looking up and down for a Makor for this. How did the Ramban know that this is true? He's asking a Kasha on himself. There must be some Maimar Chazal somewhere that says this. Not a really funny thing. No?
I can say by Nilsa Sandal, since Hoch B'Derech
No, but that's he's using to answer the kasha. But where does it say in Chazal? The Gemara b'kfiras amita. That's the first Gemara. Maybe say k'firas amitas. But the Gemara, this quote unquote Gemara, ma'amar Chazal, something. I don't know. I couldn't track down where the Ramban is quoting this from. But anyway, this is what the Ramban assumes. So manishdan of these three sum k'firas amita, tibas harosh, and the ilsasan that they're delayed until after k'vur. So the Ramban develops the following yisayin. And the ikra didn't really all the yisuri avela should start beforehand. But what? Sometimes observing avails is going to interfere with what the person's primary objective is at that point. His primary role at the point between Misa and Kvura is to make sure that the Kvura is taken care of. So if you're going to be noig in Isra avails, that's going to interfere with your ability to be metapa on the Kvura. So b'chayag avna, the Allah is not mechayiv you to observe. So let's say not to take a shower. So how is that going to interfere? Because no one's going to want to talk to you because you smell. So no one's going to come near you. That's not something that's not going to interfere. The fact that you're not going to switch your shirt, that's not going to interfere either. The fact that you're not going to shave, that's not going to interfere either. But if you're going to make the guy walk around in barefoot, or you're going to make the guy walk around with his head covered, no one's going to know who he is. So, or you're going to make the person be madrich kfiras amita, that we shut him right later on. We'll get to this when we talk about kfiras amita. Kfiras amita wasn't a 2-second thing, it was a whole to-do. You had to undo all the beds, you had to do kfiras amita in all the beds in the house. If you can tell the guy, instead of being metapel in the kvura, tell him to go turn all the beds around, so that's going to interfere with the kvura. So therefore the Ramban says all of these particular nehugi avelos are things which take a lot of time, a lot of effort, which are potentially problematic in terms of interfering with the kvura. So therefore the halacha says that he's not mechuyif to observe these yisuri avelos. But other yisuri avelos which don't interfere, so vada halacha is mechuyif to. How do you understand this, by the way, this idea of the Ramban, that we pick and choose? According to the Ramban, the Ikra Din, you should really be knowing all these three Avelis from the time of Misa. And the Ramban happens to be that one of the Rishonim who says that Avelis is Daraisa. So basically the Ramban seems to be saying, unless you have Shalom's, who's telling me this Ramban before? Not Shalom Rab. Who's telling me this whole new razzle-dazzle chat in the Ramban? Where do you go? Well, over there. So if you go with the Pashup shot that the Ramban is saying this is a regular din of Avela, so it could be this is mamash like a din Avela's deraisa, according to the Ramban. So how did the Ramban know that when you have a steerer between the mitzvahs Avelas and things which are going to interfere with the Kavura, what takes precedence? It's a little bit of a strange Ramban. So Lachar, this is a...
Doesn't the Ramban himself say that it's also Alf, but the some in Yanam are Alf, Simcha, and others are just...
That's the second pshat of the Ramban. Yeah. The Ramban gives two different malachim. I don't think he puts them together, but two different pshatim. First, the Ramban is saying is that Mikra, then everything should be knowing from the time of Misa. All Yisur Avelos start with Misa. But the Ramban chips away and says that those Yisur Avelos which interfere with the Kfura are not going to be knowing. So what's pshat of the Ramban? Because it's going to interfere with the Kfura, so what is that? How does that give you a right to violate something which is otherwise an Yisur Avelos? So I think the pshat is based on what we said already a few times in the Rambam, that the mitzvahs avelos is basically the chavay hames. It means the mitzvah, remember the Rambam learned out the mitzvahs avelos from lo yitama. So the mefarshim asks, what does lo yitama have to do with avelos? Lo yitama means you have to be metame to go to the kvura. So the answer is it's all the same thing, that these are two sides of the same coin. That means the mitzvah avelos, not just a mitzvah b'yam, the mitzvah avelos is to act in such a way that demonstrates a kavod hames. So if the mitzvah avelos gufa is going to interfere with the more important kavod hames, the bigger kavod hames right now is to make sure the guy gets buried. So you're going to tell me, no, I can't bury the mace right now because I have to go walk around barefoot. So that's going to be a bizayin hames. That's going to be the exact antithesis of what avelos is supposed to be. So maybe that's the beer in the shittas of Ramban. So kopalim, this is the first mahalach in the Ramban that mikra din everything should be nug right away, except for those quirks, those things that are going to interfere with the kavod hames. Then the second teretz in the Ramban gives you a whole lamda shavart. The Ramban gives you a brisk avoid nuchas avelos. The Ramban says there are really two different types of avelos. There's the real avelos deraisa that the Torah asserd, and says the Ramban, that's only avelos kishma. What does the word avelos mean? Avelos means that you shouldn't do ma'isim dvarim shel simcha. So says the Ramban, that sometimes you have things which are dvarim shel simcha, those are yisurim deraisa of avelos, and you have other things which are not really dvarim shel simcha. By not doing them, you're going to cause yourself to be in the state of tzar. So the Torah is not mechayiv the avol to be in the state of tzar. The Torah is only mechayiv the avol. Is not supposed to be in the state of simcha. So says the Ramban, these types of things, like kriyas hamita, like tivas hasanda, like tivas harosh, these are things which are above and beyond the call of duty min ha-Torah. Min ha-Torah, you're not mechayiv to take off your shoes, because to walk around barefoot, that's painful. It's not just that you're happy and thrilled when you're wearing shoes. When you're not wearing shoes, you're in the state of tzar, or kriyas hamita. The Gemara says kriyas hamita is a very painful thing, to such an extent that the Gemara says that if a woman is pregnant or nursing, the Gemara says, whether she's even mechayiv to do kriyas hamita, because it's gonna be painful for her. what tivas Yishma'elim, stomach gets pretty hot to walk around like the Yishma'elim do all the time. So comes the Ramban and says, these types of Nihugi Avelus, which are Dvarim Shotzar, that the Torah was never Mechayev, that only the Chamor Mechayev, that was a later Takana, not like the Rambam. The Rambam lists off the beginning of Hilchos Avel, all these Surei Avelus, so the Rambam Perkeinuchos Avelus, so the Rambam says that everything is Deraisa, Tivas HaRosh is Deraisa, Kris HaMit is Deraisa, but maybe Kris HaMit will leave it out for now. And the Sasan, everything is Deraisa. The Rambam doesn't distinguish within Hilchos Avelus, and the Ramban distinguishes within Hilchos Avelus on a level of Deraisa. So the Ramban says that the Hey Mamu Vey Mamu, that the Chamim said that we're only going to institute these secondary level of Avelos, which the Torah itself wasn't Mechayev, only post Kfura. These are the two Mahalachim of the Ramban. So the Chod is going to be a tremendous Tafkamin Ladina between these 2 days and the Ramban. And the following, Bizman Azeh, what's it in the following case? This is nice all the time. Is an Einin Bizman Azeh permitted to wear shoes? What's the halacha? So according to the Rambam, Mavadi is allowed to wear shoes. According to the Rambam, you don't have to look for a heter. According to the Rambam, there was never an Isser of, none of these Isser of Avelos are Noyeh Kodim Kfuah. But according to the Rambam, that the Isser of Avelos really should be Noyeh Kodim Kfuah. And you have to come up with a reason why the Isser Nilsa Sandal doesn't. So the first reason of the Rambam, the Chur doesn't hold any water Bizman Azeh, that what, the wearing of sneakers is going to interfere with the covered of ace? In the olden days, you didn't have an option of wearing sneakers. It was either you walk barefoot or you walk leather shoes. So in the olden days, it would be very difficult for the oval to be in the top on the mace. So therefore, the halacha says he's not mechuyav to do it. But bizman hazeh, wearing sneakers isn't going to interfere with your covenant mace. So lechayr, according to the first day in the Ramban, you should be mechuyav min ha-Torah to wear sneakers even during the state of aninus. Masha'enken, according to the second day in the Ramban, that the issur of wearing shoes was never sanctioned by the Torah. That was only instituted by the Chachamim later. And hey, mamu vei mamu, the Chachamim never instituted these dvarim shel tzar. Until the Kfura takes place, so Mustama Ainan Khadish Gazeris Matsmana, we don't have to make up new Gazeris Bismanazah to Asa wearing shoes Bismanazah before the Kvura. So the that a very big nafkamin lahalocha. So there are different opinions on this. There are some Ainanim who are Machbid Bismanazah to dafka wear sneakers to the Levaya in deference to the Shitas Haramban. So this is something that if I'm not mistaken, I think Rabbi Willig, when he was, I think by his mother's Levaya, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was wearing sneakers. I think in deference to this opinion of the Rabban. Rabbi Shechta said this over a few times, that he thought Mikra, didn't you really have to wear sneakers, Bizman Azeh, because the whole Heter, the Ikra Heter, is really the first day of the Ramban, which really clearly doesn't apply Bizman Azeh. Then the Ramban is bothered with another kasha. If this is true, that the Isuri Avelus basically begin, except for these couple of exceptions to the rule, but the Isuri Avelus primarily begin Kodim Kvura, so how come the halacha is that the Minyan HaAvelus doesn't start until after Kvura? That's Befeirish, that's the Mishnayas throughout Moed Kodim. HaKoyver is Meso, the Mishnah always speaks about the Minyan HaAvelus starting at Tzimus HaGoylel, or which Pashas is the Kvura. But nobody says that the minyan avelus starts on the time of Misa. So according to the Rambam, we understand why, because it's not avelus yet. But according to the Rambam, that the guy's basically an avel and an oinin at the same time. So if he's already an avel, so why shouldn't the avelus begin? Why shouldn't the minyan avelus begin? Len shiva a day or two early. So here the Ramban gives also two different mahalchim. So one teretz the Ramban says is a technical problem, that since the halacha is that you have to be matir certain things because our hands are tied, so we have to let him wear shoes, and we have to let him not do kriyas hamita, not do tivas harosh. So therefore, you can have a strange thing. You can have a guy who's not really keeping the full fledged hilchos avelus right now, even though he's really mechuyav in hilchos avelus, but he's not being noyeg b'shleimusa. So therefore, the chum didn't want that to count as the first day of avelus. So that's a very technical answer. Then the Ramban gives also another little molam de shemahalach. Then the Ramban says maybe there's a different reason. Maybe the word is that it's not considered to be a Yom Evel in the following sense. The Ramban seems to understand that in order for the days to really count as Yom Shiva, so the person's mind has to be on the Avelus. What does that mean? So the Ramban says, we know this psychologically is true, that when a person passes away, so usually it doesn't sink in yet because you're too busy focusing on the Kvura. So you see this all the time. You see that relatives, when they're usually clowns, when people are busy, so they don't think too much. So when you're busy, you have things to do. So the real tsar halev usually doesn't set in until after the kvura. I think that in reality it's usually true. Just push that the tirdas kvura interferes with the avelus shebalev. So the Ramban says that kolzma, that the person is torah de kvura, it's not shayach that it should count as the first day of avelus. That's it can't be. It's not shayach that it should be that it should be oila legabe avelus if the person's mind is still Torah bin yada kvura. There's like a little bit of throwback to yesterday to Rebbe Falsvar, that once the tier of the kvura is over, because you're not going to the kvura, so they mail it for the person who wasn't going to Belgium, so that was already in effect able to start off the first day. So comes the Ramban and says that in reality is that Misa really should start the whole ball rolling. Misa should start the Isuri Havelis, and Misa should start the Minyan Havelis, but it's not Shaykh that the Minyan Havelis should start because the person's mind is not focusing on the Havelis. That's a prop in terms of that's a Mechayev, so to speak, in terms of the Minyan Havelis. This is also a throwback a little bit to what the Ramban said. We quoted him Lagabi the Sugya of the Tino. The Ramban said, when you have a little baby, you die, so then there's no Havelis mid Araisa, because it's a suffix navel, ain libo dava love. So the Ramban also has that lashon libo dava love, that the atzmas alev, the fact that the person is feeling the avela shebalev, that's not just a psychological thing. That's part of the halacha. That's kaveya, whether it could be labeled as a yom avla or not min ha-tayra. So again, so the Ramban's whole yisoy, whole halacha of the Ramban is that the Suri Avelos basically begin Mishas Nisa. According to one day in the Ramban, they all start with the exceptions of the Dvar HaMatria, which are interfering. According to the second Shah in the Ramban, they all start, whatever's Avelos their Raisa starts, whatever's Avelos their Bottom doesn't start. And whether or not this can count as a, why the Allah is that it can count as a Yom Avel, is either because, since Lamaisi you're not observing all the Avelos, or because you're lacking this Kiyum of Avelos Shebelev. Halach l'maisa, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Rambam, like the Ramban? So the Shulchan Aruch is not clear. The Shulchan Aruch is very vague. Which way he paskins? And in fact, machlekes acharonim, whether the mechaber meant to hold like the Rambam or the Ramban. But the Rambam writes that minig is like quotes the Yeshayim, the Shitas Ramban, and we assume halacha Ashkenazim. For sure, assume halacha like this Ramah. Could be even the Svarim if we follow what many acharonim claim that the Shulchan Aruch says. And therefore, the halacha is that a person is supposed to be noyik all the Isuri Avelos from the time of Misa. So this is Maisim B'chol Yayim. That's very often a person hears that a relative died. So they already start to make the cheshbon. They already say, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to get a haircut for the next month, so I'm going to go run to the barber. After he's metapo with the mace, he goes to have a kedisha, then he has a few hours, nothing to do. So he goes, runs to get a haircut, he goes, takes a shower, goes, gets himself all groomed, takes a shave and everything. So that's wrong. I'll pee din. That's incorrect. That's against the Psach of the Ramah. And could be against the Psach of the Shulchan Aruch also. So one should discourage that type of activity. And even in terms of the shoes, one has to really question whether it's mutter b'chlal, if this man is there for the onion to be wearing shoes.
Also the problem sitting on chairs?
Yeah, chairs is a whole different story. When we get to Kriyas Hamita, so we're going to see why chairs may or may not be an issue. But the whole issue of sitting on chairs is very shaky, whether even, no pun intended, it's very shaky whether the whole issue applies altogether. What do you mean? Those who want to say that you could still wear shoes, Bizman is there. So maybe the whole, like the second day in the Ramban, because the Ramban entertained that possibility. The Ramban says that since we're not wearing shoes is a din of tsar, and that's only Avelus the Rabban. And maybe the Chum were not Mesakin Avelus of tsar Karum Kvura. So maybe that's the possibility. There are others who want to give another Limut Chos, who want to Taina. I heard this from Rabbi Willig, I think, one time. I don't know if he was advocating this or sort of defending the practice. But my son, we know that there are a lot of Avelim who come to the Levi, most Avelim probably today come to the Levi wearing shoes. They switch their shoes to the basic Varas. So I think he suggested a Svara that maybe the wearing shoes, since in America, wearing sneakers, that's considered to be, that's not formal. Okay? The guy comes to the Levi in a suit. So if the suit and sneakers, I think it's Yom Kippur. That doesn't look right. That's considered to be like a shtickel zilzil in the mace. So the whole, what did the Ramban say? The Ramban said that anything that's going to enhance the covered mace, so in effect, you're allowed to violate Hukos Haninas, because they're allowed to violate Hukos Havelos, because Hukos Havelos are goofa lechvod mace. So lefi haminig hamakom in America, that people view wearing a suit and sneakers as being a leitzanus, so that would be like a zilzil in the covered mace. I don't know if he was saying that lahalacha. Oh, so you want to say the same svar? That's mutter shik. Anything? Well, kavalik. Okay. The tarta is cool. I don't know. I'll rishon him. I'm in star. I don't know. Yeah, unless you say that the Shulchan Aruch was mekel. Okay, unless these people are relying on the Shulchan Aruch, which we're not even sure the Shulchan Aruch himself was mekel on. Yeah, so lachar it's inappropriate. Right.
Within the Ramban.
In the Ramban, I don't think so, right? Unless you want to tie it, maybe. I mean, it could. When we get to shower, we'll see why. Well, half the time it's fine mutter to shower during Shiva itself. We'll get there, we'll get down the line.
Isn't it a fetish to say that we're so flexible in this halacha?
Mm-hmm.
Chazal gave us the principle that this doesn't apply. The Ramban's been mechadish and spur. Why is Chazal came up with this? But kach tiknu. Isn't it really a fetish to say that you should be wearing regular shoes? We're assuming that the Ramban svar was mamish exact Chazal. We're mitaking it with the svar. Chazal never gave us the reason.
Why didn't time with the Takanos Acham? I don't know if he said it lalach or not. He was just I heard this from one time many years ago. So I
don't
know. I think he himself did wear sneakers, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. It was also quite a few years ago. I think so. For the Levi itself. No, everyone agrees you have to switch after the Kvura, for sure you have to switch. That a lot of Avelim don't bring the sneakers and they go into the car. When they're sitting in the Kuliyamala Pligi, when they're sitting in the car on the way home already, then they for sure they have to be in sneakers. Right. That's Mamash. It's after Stimus the girl of Holodayas, right.
But the transition is usually before they walk through the Shura.
So that's a shadow. We're gonna get there. When we get to Niyas Asanda, we'll see whether we have a minig of the Ramah seems to say a minig of taking off the shoes, even in the basic verse itself. In the Mikra Din, it's in a place which is you're not really mechuyf to take off your shoes because it's dirty, because you can get hurt or something. But the Ramah quotes up a minig to do it anyway. We'll get to Niyas Asanda. We'll get to that.
And there's a difference in time between the Anidas and the Avelis. For instance, there's something in all those. So does according to the Ramban, when you have Niyas Avelis?
Right. I mean, according to the Ramban. I mean, according to the Ramban, once you have Mesir Lekatofim, so then the guy is not doing anything anymore. So Mestami should take off his shoes, yeah. Pashas, according to the Ramban, he should. According to that, that'll probably depend on the 2 days in the Ramban, right? According to the second day in the Ramban, then in the Chanam, the Chamum will never misakin it, right? This discussion that the Rishonim are having, the Rambam and the Ramban, was really about all the other Isurim, in terms of Rechitza, Sicha, changing clothes, things of that nature. The issue of Tashmish Amita seems to have a life in and of itself in terms of whether there is an Issur Tashmish Amita between the point of Misa and Kvura. So the Pashtus is that according to the Ramban, the Pashtus it should be Yasser Al Tzavelus. That's the simple reading of what, that's what I would have said. Whether the Ramban himself said it or not is questionable, but if one would have asked me up to this point without looking at any other Rambans, I would have said according to the Ramban, it's also Tashmish Amita, because that's, according to both days in the Ramban, Lachari, that should be a problem. And according to the Rambam, what I would have said is that Pashas should be Mutter, because according to the Rambam, there are no Isuri Avelos before Kvura, and we don't find anywhere that the Isur Tashas Shemitah is listed off as one of the Isuri Aninas. Aninas, we know what Aninas are. We learned that last week. We have the Isur Basaviyayin, the Isur Mitzvahs, Eichel Chotzarcha, whatever the different potential Isurim are, but Tashas Shemitah is not in the list of that Brisa. So that's what I would have said, that according to the Rambam, there's an Isur Avelos of Tashas Shemitah, and according to the Rambam, it should be Hepta Gomor. So neither of those statements are necessarily true. So what is the halacha? Is there an Isur of Tashas Shemitah? So there appear to be four different possibilities, at least four different permutations in the Rishonim what the halacha should be. So the biggest makel on this shaila is the Ritz Geus. So the Ritz Geus is quoted, one of the early Rishonim. The Ritz Geus is quoted by the Ramban as saying that it's Hetta Gomor. And the Chayyim makes a lot of sense that if the Ritz Geus had like the Rambam, that there are no Yisuri Avelus called him Kvura. And he learned the third parak of Brachas, and it doesn't say anything about Tashmish Shemitah, that's one of the Yisuri Aninas. So I put two and two together. So I said it's Mutter. Everything's, what's the old joke? Everything's Mutter. No, three Mahachim Sach. We must have said this joke last year, right? We'll repeat it for the new guys. The three Mahachim Sach. That everything's, the real halacha is everything's mutter until proven asa. Some people think that everything's asa until proven mutter, and other people think everything's asa even after proven mutter. So we paskin everything's mutter until proven asa. So, no, maybe some guys didn't get the joke. So the Ritz Geus says that it's mutter because it doesn't say anywhere that it's also it's not an Isra Avel, it's not an Isra Anin. It's good. Sure, that's the shita of the Ritz Geus. And the second possibility is what we're going to call the phantom shita of Ramban, what we're going to call it, what we would have liked the Ramban to say, we would have been happy that Ramban would have said it, would have made it easier for us during Seder this morning, that there's an Isser of Tashmish Shemitah al Tzavelus, because it's low guard and Rechitza V'Sicha. But you find in the Rishonim two other possibilities, that it could be that Tashmish Shemitah is also Kaidem Kvura, not B'Torah Silchus Avelus, not as one of the regular Isuri Avelus. Maybe it's also for a different reason. And the question is, what is that different reason? So I'm going to go with what I've been trying to sell people for this last year and what the Shittas Ramban is, even though Rab has some good ha'aras on what I was saying. So we're still going to go along with the Mishnah Rishonah. What I think the Ramban is saying, what at least I thought until about 20 minutes ago, what the Ramban is saying is as follows, that there's an Isser of Tashmish Shemitah, Kaidem Kavura, not b'teres avelus necessarily, but rather b'teres aninus. And why is it b'teres aninus? Well, we know that an oneg is not allowed to have basav yayin, and we know an oneg is not allowed to do mitzvahs. And we know that the whole reason for all these halachas is that the person is supposed to be oisik b'tzarchei hanes. So if you're going to let the oneg go ahead and be together with his wife, tchein lecha bitl oisik b'tzarchei hanes gadol mizeh. So that's what the Ramban meant when he said kavachom b'basav yayin. He's not allowed to have a cup of wine because that's going to, you know, shema yimshach. He's going to end up, you know, getting tzedrate with his basav yayin. So kavachom is going to be mat b'tashma shemitas. That seems to be, at least at one place, the Ramban seems to present the Yisra of Tashma Shemitah in that light. Then you have Rabbeinu, Tamidi Rabbeinu Yoinah and Brachas seem to give a whole different take on what the nature of the Yisra of Tashma Shemitah Kodem Kvura is, that it's not an Yisra Avelus, and it's not even really an Yisra Aninus in the classic sense, in the sense of Basav Yayin and the mitzvahs, but it's a new din. The new din is that an Yoinah is not allowed to be in the state of Kalos Reish. That's considered to be like a Tzadim Zayin Ameis. That's the antithesis of what the Yoinah is supposed to be doing, to be to do something, B'derech Shchayt Kalos Reish. So that's an Isser Bifnei Atzma. That seems to be the fourth Mahalach. So really we have at least four possibilities. Three of them may appear in the Rishonim, and one of them maybe doesn't. But the Ritz Geyas Hashita is that Tashma Shemitah is Mamash Hetzah Gomor, Kodim Kvur, because it's the same as all the other Yisur HaVeilus which don't apply. And there is no Isser per se, Vilchus Aninus, to plug it, to pin it down to. So the Ritz Geyas says, Mamela Tzmutar. Then you have the Ramban, the phantom Ramban, that we would have liked the Ramban to say, that it's an Issa B'taras Avelus. You don't have to go fishing for new reasons of Issa Aninus. It's a regular Issa Avelus. Then you have what the Ramban himself really did say, is that, at least what I thought he said, is that, so about two out of these four are my own chalomis. What the Ramban seems to say at one point is that it's an Issa Aninus. It's basically like the regular Issa Aninus in the sense of it's going to be Mavat of the Esek Ameis. And then the fourth Mahalach, which Shabbat Rabbeinu Yonah say, has nothing to do with the regular Issa Aninus. It's a new din that an onion is also Bekalas Rosh. So those are the four possible permutations, La Halacha. No, that Rambam Gamliel and the Chum, that's what we're going to get to right now. Right, that's exactly what we're going to get to. So there are really two Gemaras that all the Rishonim throw around in terms of trying to figure out which Gemara serve as a Raya, which Gemaras are Kashas, to try to figure out how we should hold in these four different Shitas. So the two Gemaras, one of them is the Gemara Maseches Brachas, and one is the Gemara Maseches Ksubis. So the Gemara Maseches Brachas that you were referring to, the Gemara, and after it quotes the Braisa that starts about all the Yisuri Aninus, the Basav Yayin, the Mitzvahs, so comes the Braisa and says, B'med Devar Mamurim, that all these Yisurim apply, that's only B'chol. Aval B'Shabbos, as we already spoke about last week, so he's Al Chobosav, he's Shasi Yayin, he does Mitzvahs, so whether we pass like this, we do Shalmi, back and forth, that was already last week's Shirim, but the Bavli draws a distinction between Shabbos and Chol. And then at the very end of his braisa, then the Bavli quotes Machlekes Atanoim between the Chacham man and the two Gersel. So in one place the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, one place quotes Rabbi Gamliel. So who should we call it? Which one? Rabbi Gamliel, Shorah, quote Rabbi Gamliel. So the braisa quotes Machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Gamliel about an Einen on Shabbos, does he have Tashma Shemitah or not? So the Tanakhama seems to say something. And they don't really say anything. They just they don't mention. They don't talk about it. And Rambam Gamliel has a very strange phrase. He says, "Mitochshen is chayav be'elu, is chayav be'kulon." Since he's chayav in other mitzvahs, therefore he's chayav in Tashma Shemitah. That's the way the Gemara reads into Rambam Gamliel. Rambam Gamliel doesn't even say the word Tashma Shemitah, but the Gemara says Tashma Shemitah ikabenayah. The Tanakhama said Tashma Shemitah no, and Rambam Gamliel says Tashma Shemitah yet. That's all the Gemara says. So the question is this Gemara a riot to anything? So most of the Rishonim said, yeah, this is the Gemara. This is what you're mechavei to. This is the Gemara that says that Avada is in a different oining to have Tashmish Amita. Means the Gemara is only having a discussion concerning Tashmish on Shabbos, but on Chol, Kuliyam Lepli, that wasn't even in the discussion. From the fact that the Tanoim had to go run to Shabbos, it's clear that everybody held that the Chol it was Asar. So that's the way most of the Rishonim seem to be learning. It's the Ramban holds that way, that the Rabbeinu Yoinah held that way. Most of the Rishonim say Avada is Nisa Tashmish Bechol, and it could be there's a Nisa Tashmish B'Shabbos also according to the Chachamim, and Rambam Gamliel was Mechadish that on Shabbos is different. So that's the way most of the Rishonim say. That's what the Rishonim jump at the Ritz Geis and say, we got you. That the Gemara says clearly there's an Isser, whether you want to call it an Isser Aninus, you want to call it Avelus, you want to call it Kalas Rosh, you want to call it Bitl Esekhmet, whatever you want to call it, but an Isser there is. So what do you do with this Gemara? You the Ritz Geis. So the answer is, obviously, that the Ritz Geis learned that the Gemara never said that there was an Isser of Tashmish. If you look at the Lashon HaGemara, The Gemara was talking about whether the person is mechuyev ba'oinanan. That was Rabbi Gamliel's lashon. Mitachshin is chayav be'elon, is chayav be'kulan. So the Rizgeus learns like another colleague of his, like the Rima Gash, a little bit later of his, that the Rabbein Tamir Rabbein Yonah quotes the Rima Gash, that the Pshat of the Gemara was totally different. That Avadah is a het tashmish, is a het tashmish b'chol, is a het tashmish b'shamas. That was never shaila, because as the Ritzkeiah said correctly, there is no iser, there is no iser avelus, there is no iser aninus. So that wasn't the shaila the Gemara was discussing. The Gemara's discussion was: can you force the guy to have tashmish? Can you say to the guy, listen, you have a mitzvah aina to be together with your wife tonight? You have a chi of gomer to be with your wife. So Rabbi Gamliel says, absolutely, we can tell that to the guy. It's meisa mutal afanof, tough luck. Mitarshin is chayav be'elin is chayav be'kulan. There is a mitzvah aina. Same way, you have to make kiddush, you have to do the mitzvah. And the Tanakhama says, no, the Brahman is the guy. That the guy is Mesa Mutalafanov, so he's not the Chabamar Mechayev him. The Torah is not Mechayev him, Bechiah Gavin, to be together with his wife. But the Machlekes at Tanayim was, is he Mechuyev to be with his wife? The Machlekes wasn't whether he's permitted to be with his wife. Of course he's permitted to be with his wife. Mechayev takes on his also. It's Mutter even if it's not Friday night. It's Mutter even on Tuesday night if you're in Oinin to be together with your wife. So that's the way the Ritz Gaius wasn't too concerned with that Gemara in Masechet Brachas. So most of the Rishonim put the Gemara in Brachas was a dead giveaway that there's an Issa Tashmish Amita for an Oinin. And the Ritz Gaius had a different shot, like Tamim Magash, that the Gemara wasn't addressing the issue altogether.
Why are they assuming that Mitzchayev, since you're Chayev and all these things that you weren't supposed to be doing?
No, so the Rambam Gamliel makes a lot of sense. The Lashon Mitachshin is Chayev is Gvaldik according to the Ritzkeyev. It's better than according to the other Rishonim. According to the other Rishonim, the Machlekes HaTanayim was, is it Mutter Av Tashmish? Is it a Mitzvah Av Tashmish or is it an Issa Av Tashmish? So that's such a funny Lashon. Mitachshin is Chayev Be'elin is Chayev Be'kulan. According to the Rizgeus, the Lashon is Gvaldik. That means Mutter? Of course it's Mutter. The Shaila is a Yimachuyiv too. So the Tanakhama says, no. Look at the guy doesn't want to be together with his wife. And Rabbi Gamliel says, what do you mean you don't want to be with his wife? The same way you have to make Kiddush. Mitachshin is Chayav Be'elin is Chayav Be'kulan.
He wasn't even also in the other things. I mean, it's hardly understood.
No, Mitachshin is Chayav Be'elin means the other mitzvahs. Mitachshin is Chayav Be'elin.
Yeah. Not mitzvahs that he was not doing during.
No. Kriya Shema and everything. Tefillah, everything. That's exactly what I'm going to do. That was the context. Mitachshin is Chayav Be'elin. Since you have to make brachas and say Kriya Shema and Davin on Friday night, what did not mean is Chayav Be'kulan. But the other Gemara that's a little bit more confusing is the Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Ksubos. So a lot of guys here learn Ksubos this year, so we'll stay with this one quickly. So the Gemara is discussing something, hopefully we'll talk about it in great detail later on, the sugya of makes Avi Shachasa no makes Ima Shalkala, where the Gemara says that the couple's about to get married, they're about to go to the chuppah, and then Nebuch, one of the relatives, dies. So the Gemara says, under certain very, very limited circumstances, so you're permitted to jump the gun. You go and you put the mace aside, something that we would never do. Usually we try to bury right away. You put the mace into a room, and you go ahead and you go to the chuppah, and you have a bilas mitzvah, and then afterwards then you do the kavura. The advantage of doing this is that once the chuppah was chal first, so in the middle of the shivis yimei mishta chal first, and then the shivis yimei veil chal afterwards. Fun. So in that sugya, the Gemara says that the Chachamim considered that to be a tremendous kula. That this stunt that they pulled off, that they let you in effect go get married and have be a Rishayna while the mace is lying in the next room. The Gemara says that's a tremendous kula. So the Gemara says, why is that a kula? What's such an unbelievable chiddush about that? The Gemara says, what? Because we're letting the person have tashmish. That's a kula. And the Gemara says that the Gemara is trying to figure out whether it's a kula. Why do we care whether it's a kula or not? The Gemara says that since it's such an unbelievable kula that we're giving you, therefore they threw a lot of chumras on it afterwards. Therefore they asked it a whole bunch of things later because they didn't want it to be a zilzul luchos avela. So they asked it certain things that normally, but normally when a person's in avel, he's allowed to be yichud with his wife. So here they asked it yichud. They said that the couple who yashen ben anoshim, he yashen ben anoshim. We'll throw back from last year from luchos nida. So the Gemara says that because they were so makil in luchos avela, so therefore they had to throw on this chumra. So the Gemara says, what's the kula in luchos avela? What were you so makil about? The Gemara says the fact that you permitted tashmish for the person when it's Misha makes a mutal of fun, the Gemara says, what kind of kula is that? That's not just a big kula. The Avelus didn't start yet. So comes the Rizgeus and says, hey, this is my Gemara. This is it. The Gemara says beferish that's not a kula. That's mamash mikra din. Since the Avelus since the kvura didn't take place yet, the Avelus didn't start yet. So Mimela, that's het the Gomer. It's not a chiddush. It's not a kula that the Chavim will misakin. So what did the other Rishonim do with this Gemara? The Gemara seems to say that that's the partial of the fact that they were matir to be a Rishonim. So the other Rishonim say, well, it depends. According to those Rishonim who say that the Isser involved in Tashmish Kodem Kvura is not an Isra Velus. It's an Isra Ninus. Either it's a regular Isra Ninus, like the Ramban seemed to say, or it's the Rabbeinu Yoinis, Kalas Rosh Tekadin, but it's not really in the Pasha of Avelus. So the Gemara also can be read as follows, that the Gemara is trying to defend why the Chama made a Chumri Nuchas Avelus and said that don't be together with your wife, even be Yichud, because we were so Mazalzal and Nuchas Avelus, we gave it such a Bekula. So the Gemara says, what's the kula? The fact that we were permitted tashmish. That's not a kula in Hilchas Avelos. Hilchas Avelos, that's Hetta Gomor. Because the Isuri Avelos really didn't start yet. The fact that it happens to be that there's an Issa Tashmish because of Kalas Rosh, or because of Issa Kameis, these technical quirk things, this is not going to affect why we should be Machmer and make a later on Hilchas Avelos. So the other Rishonim say that this is a psychological Gemara. The Gemara is just saying, is that the Gemara never meant to say that it's mutter of tashmish mishem eisim mutter lefanav. The Gemara just said that's not a kula nuchas avelus. Maybe it's a kula in other things. Maybe it's a violation of other areas of halacha, but it's not a kula nuchas avelus per se. And even according to the Ramban, who says that according to what we thought the Ramban should have said, that there's an isra avelus to have tashmish beforehand. Aval b'chein, according to the Ramban, there's a difference between the isuri avelus kodem kvura and after kvura. The Ramban himself had that idea. So that's what the Gemara is asking. That just because we're makel, quote unquote, before Kvura, that in and of itself is not going to be, that's not a reason for us to be Machmir post Kvura. So that Gemara, Maseches Ksubas, is not a dead giveaway to anything. The Gemara doesn't say befeirush that it's mutter teftashmish kodem Kvura. All the Gemara says is that's not enough of a reason to cause us to go to the other extreme, to be Machmir later on afterwards. So, Kopanim, that Gemara is not a giveaway to anything. So you have the Gemara Maseches Brachos, which could go either way. Then you have the Gemara in Maseches Ksubas, which also could go either way.
As far as wording the Ramban, because the deal not interfering with thing I was going to miss.
The deal is not interfering with
you said the Ramban says the reason.
No. But you could say that according to the Ramban, but afal pichein, but it's not on the same day. I mean, according to the first day in the Ramban, it doesn't have. Okay, maybe. So I thought that there's another twist, there's a fancy razzle dazzle potential pshat in this Gemara in Maseches Ksubas, which I think Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah were alluding to. Those are sort of Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. So Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah says at one point of a hachi miyashiv hai sugi de Ksubas. Did anyone catch where they were driving at? No, anyone saw that line?
Yeah.
No, anyone knew what in the world they were talking about? Okay, so I think we're Rabbeinu.
There wasn't any.
No, he doesn't want to say that. No, he doesn't like the Rizkir. So I think what he's saying is like this. So Lafini is dieting. I think the assert of that Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah is as follows. That there is a machlekes atanoim that the Gemara quoted between the Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel. Whether there's an Isser of Tashmish Amita, the Shabbos. That's the way most of the Rishonim are learning that the Machlekes Atanoim was whether it's Mutter or Asar. So there was Machlekes whether there's an Isser in Shabbos or not. So what exactly is the Nakuda that Machlekes? What exactly is taking place? So basically you can break down a potential Isser of Tashmish Amita really in one to two possibilities. There are two different reasons why you can ask the Tashmish Amita Kodem Kvura. Nothing to do with Hilchos Avelos. You can ask it Al Tzichos Haninos for one of two reasons, depending on what the person's intent in is having Tashmish. If the person's having Tashmish B'Torah's Mitzvah, let's say B'Torah's Mitzvah's Oina, it's Friday night, he's doing it B'Torah's Mitzvah. So Friday night's a bad example because then you're allowed to do Mitzvahs. So if the person's doing, let's say it's Lel Tvila something, he's doing Tashmish purely for the B'Torah's Mitzvah. So then the reason to ask or Tashmish for an Onain is the regular Isser of an Onin doing mitzvahs. The same way there was an Isser of the Rabbanan that he's not allowed to do mitzvahs, because doing mitzvahs is considered to be a Bizayin HaMeis, right? The Chvadish HaMeis, we spoke about last week, the Rishalmi. So who did not mean Tashmish is going to be Aser, B'Torah's Mitzvah. Let's say the person is not doing Tashmish or Torah's Mitzvah. Say it's not Lel Oina, whatever they were together already last night. It's not considered to be B'Torah's Mitzvah's Oina, that's classic Mitzvah's Oina. So why should you ask a Tashmish then for an Oinein, as strange as it may sound? That's what Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's the Isser of Kalas Rosh. If he's doing it b'Torah's mitzvah, so that's not an Isser of Kalas Rosh. He's doing it b'Torah's mitzvah. What do you want from the guy? If he's doing it b'Torah's rishus, if it's tashmish or rishus, so then that's not a din of an Isser of Einim doing mitzvahs. That's an Isser of Einim b'Torah's Kalas Rosh. So there are really two totally different ways of asering tashmish, depending on what the context is. If it's a tashmish shal mitzvah, so then it's also b'Torah's the Isser of an Einim doing mitzvahs. If it's a tashmish or rishus, so then it's also b'Torah's Kalas Rosh. So now the Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim comes into play. Why? On Shabbos, so on Shabbos there is no issur for an ani to do mitzvahs. That's exactly what the Bavli says. That on Shabbos the whole issur of doing mitzvahs was either because it's mamish interfering with the kavura, or because, as we said last week, the fancy pshat that's considered to be, since you could in theory do kavura, so it's considered to be covered amaze not to do mitzvahs. But on Shabbos, which is not as much kavura at all, so then there's takla chiv to do mitzvahs. That's what we paskin, except for the machshech al-tchum business. Basically, there is a chiv to do mitzvahs on Shabbos. So that was the nekuta samachlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel. So comes Rabbi Gamliel with the following lashon, and he says, that is the most bizarre way of describing heter of tashrish shemitah. If Rabbi Gamliel wanted to say that it's mutter of tashrish shemitah for an onion and Shabbos, why didn't he say it? So the answer is that's exactly, he's giving you the lumdus. Why? He's saying, why? He says, since the nature of the yisur of tashrish shemitah, if you're doing it b'teras mitzvah, is because you're not allowed to do mitzvahs, so on Shabbos, that Issa doesn't apply. Why? Since you have to make Kiddush and you have to say Kriya Shema, because the Issa mitzvah doesn't apply in Shabbos, therefore Nischaya Bekulan. But Rabbeinu Yonah, if you noticed, Rabbeinu Yonah says earlier on that even Rabbi Gamliel was only Matir B'teres Ona. He's Matir one time that night. But to go ahead and do more than what the Ona would require of the person, that's Taka Aser even on Shabbos, because that would be a violation of Kalas Rosh. The Issa of Kalas Rosh applies Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. The only way we can be Mechalik within Tashmish, that on Shabbos it's mutter and during the week it's also, that's only if you're talking about Tashmish Torah's mitzvah. If you're talking about Tashmish Torah's Rishus, that's a violation of Kalas Rosh, and then there's nothing to discuss. So Mestaba, that was the pshat in Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says that Mitosh Nischayev Elum Nischayev Bekula, what that means is that Kalas Rosh, this is not an issue over here, Kalas Rosh, because you're doing it b'teres mitzvah. So all week long we would aser it b'teres mitzvah, because that's a violation, goof of in doing mitzvahs. But in Shabbos there is no such violation, so b'meila it's not considered to be a problem. That's what Rabbi Gamliel says. So it comes to Rabbeinu Yonah and says, there happens to be a machlokes harishonim whether we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel or not. The problem is because some rishonim said, yeah, we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel because halakha divrei makom ba'avel. And other rishonim said, not so pasha, because it's not really avelus, this is aninus, back to the old story. But so, according to those rishonim who said that halakha Rabbi Gamliel in this case, so what does that mean? So it means we accept Rabbi Gamliel's lumdus. We accept that there are two different isurim of tashrish for an oinin. There's an isur b'taras kalas rosh that applies on Shabbos, that only applies b'taras bias rishus. So comes Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah and says, like Keliach Hayad, according to those rishonim who paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, that tashmish on Friday night is mutter b'taras mitzvah mitoch shenischay be'elu nischay be'kulon. So comes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, now the Gemara in Ksubis makes perfect sense. Why? In Ksubis, we're talking about a chasson, and what was the takanas hachamim? The mechnisen es hameis lecheder, that the chamim told you not to be oisik in the meis. The chamim said, put the meis away, don't be oisik in the meis for the next 20 minutes. So, in effect, for those 20 minutes of mechnisen es hameis lecheder, es hachasim es hakal lechupo, bo es mitzvah pirish, that's like Shabbos. That's mamish dinuk es Shabbos. It's not a zman of being oisik in the meis right now. So, if it's dinuk es Shabbos, memela, the isa mitzvah doesn't apply. In quote unquote einin, the chassan who's standing under the chuppah, he's allowed to make shevet brachas. He's allowed to make brachas erusin. He's allowed to make brachas. Why? Because right now it's like Shabbos for him. Because right now it's considered to be ois azman. It's not considered to be azman of being oisik in the mace. So Eloah, you're concerned with the other half of the year, so the yisur of kalas rosh. But that we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, that whenever you're doing bia b'teres mitzvah, the yisur of kalas rosh doesn't apply. So Rabbi Gamliel was talking about the regular mitzvah of oina. Rabbi Gamliel and the Gemara in Ksubas was talking about the real mitzvah of bia rishayna, b'olas mitzvah pirish, ein lucha bias mitzvah golem mizah. So that's what Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah said, that if you paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, that mitosh nischay be'elu nischay be'kulon, namely you can't aser a bia b'teres mitzvah on his madam and is not an oisek b'kvura, the hachim is yash b'sugya de Ksubas. No, is that what it means? That's what I thought. No? Anyone agree or disagree? No? Agree? We'll agree. Say aye? Okay.
I'm bound to say that.
No, but I thought there's only Rabbeinu Yonah because of this Kalas Rosh story. I thought that's only because he's labeling the nature of the Yisra of Tashmish as Kalas Rosh. So Kalas Rosh means that if you're doing a Peteras Mitzvah, that's not called Kalas Rosh anymore.
I thought the Ramban would say that. Similar idea. We pushed off.
Right. The Ramban doesn't need this fancy. Right. Right. No. But what I'm saying is like this. That's why, according to the Ramban, it would be mutter to have tashrish more than once.
Well, in a chinami. The Ramban says you push everything up because it's Beit Mitzvah.
Okay, so let's say on Friday night, according to the Ramban, on Shabbos, according to Rabban Gamliel, it would be Mutzah Pashas Deft Hashmish as many times as you want. But according to Rabban Yonah, it's only Mitzvah's Oinah that's the Matir. Because only when you're doing it with Eretz Mitzvah can you label it not an act of Kalas Rosh. That's Lefianiyas Daiti. Yeah.
Again, how did the Mishon learn the Gemara?
That the Gemara, before this Raz Dals Rabban Yonah, the Rishonim, the Pashas in the Gemara is that the Gemara just said that we're not being matter anything in Uchas Avelus right now. We're being matter in Ninus. Yes, we're being matter other things. Good. We're being matter other potentially serving in terms of Uchas and Ninus. But there are other. The Gemara is saying that. All the Gemara is saying is that don't call this a kula, which is going to force you to be machmir in Uchas Yichud later on. The Gemara is trying to figure out: is this going to lead to a zilzul nuchas avelus? The fact that we're letting them have vayelbi lasmitzah upayrish and have kriis lachop and everything, is that going to lead to a zilzul avelus? It's going to force our hand to make a chumra nuchas avelus later on. So that's what all the other rishonim are saying. No, you're not being mizalzul nuchas avelus. Being mizalzul nuchas aninus. The chum let you do it. The chum said it's okay. The chum said you're allowed to do it. So it's a psychological void. It's not a halachic void. It's psychological. People are not going to view this as such a zilzul, which is going to force us to be machmer. But
you're saying there's no zilzal in the following of Avelos or Aninus, but what about the zilzal Hameis that we had to put another Heder?
No, but after Gemara says Mutter, Gemara says we have no lays prayer. The Gemara says that because of the Makom Hefsed, because of all the considerations, the Meisav Shachasa and the Makom Hefsed, etc. So we had to do it. We had no choice. But I'm just addressing the fact that the Gemara is not calling that a zilzal. Is not calling that a zilzal Avelos.
Why didn't the Gemara write that the Pesach is like Rav Gamliel? It's when he showed him that the Pesach should be.
Some Rishonim Taka Paskin like Rav Gamliel. We happen not to Paskin like Rav Gamliel. We Paskin La Lacha that the Taka is an Isser. There is an Isser Taka Shemitah for an Oinin. Even on Shabbos, we Paskin. We Paskin against Rav Gamliel. But there was some Rishonim Rabbi Yonah held who he was quoting, Paskin like Rav Gamliel. So I'm saying the beer in Rav Gamliel is based on this idea of the two different Isser. Okay, you know what? I guess we'll stop now. Some people wanted to go.